Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Josh Opp, and thank you for joining us today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for aid against attack. Lighten our darkness, we ask you, O Lord, and by your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this day. For the love of your only Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, as we read your words in Scripture, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead us and give us understanding. Lord, we ask that you would draw near and meet with us and lead us into your kingdom today. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this psalm, this short psalm was written by King David, likely when he was hiding in the wilderness caves, when one of his sons was seeking to take away his throne. In a sense, David had just been forced to give up the palace for the pit, as it were. David expresses a genuine prayer to his God, and he longs to be in his presence and experience all the benefits and the blessings that come with being a child of God. Especially considering his circumstances, David's perseverance and fervency of prayer should teach us today that we should not become weary or discouraged in our prayer efforts. An old pastor once said about this, that it is the duty of believers, when oppressed with heaviness of heart and spiritual distress, to make only the more strenuous efforts for breaking through these obstacles in their approach to God. We should read this knowing that David had spent years in the palace prior to this psalm, and having seemed to lose it all, his heart was set more upon worship of God than all the wealth and splendor and pleasures of royalty. There are many ways from this passage that we can see Jesus, such as in verse 7, where the theme of God's King being enthroned in God's presence forever is fulfilled in Hebrews 1 by Jesus sitting down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven after providing purification for sins. But we also see Jesus through David's disposition here toward God and toward his circumstances. We're all learning in Philippians at the Sunday gathering that Jesus willingly gave up the palace of all palaces to become a servant, to be one of us. And when he finished living in perfect obedience, he was then exalted above every name and authority and power, and he is worthy of the highest glory. This psalm is in the middle of a section that highlights the theme of God as a refuge. David comes to God as his refuge because of the incredible past salvation and deliverance and protection that God has shown to his people. And despite David's rough circumstances at the moment, his faith rests in God and his future promises for his people, not the possibility of living in the palace and sleeping on a nice bed again. So Psalm 61 challenges us to consider, when times are difficult, do we think of and long for and look back to the palace? Or do we think of and long for and look to God? Also, when times are great, do we focus on the blessings of the palace that we've had in the past or the one we dream of in the future? Or do we focus our gaze on our God and his eternal promises for all his people? Maybe said in another way, let us ask God to help us simply give thanks for whatever he has blessed us with, but more importantly, to help us worship and adore the things that we do not love enough, namely God himself. Lord our God, let us always and ever look to you, the author and perfecter of life, salvation, and every good thing. Please give us grateful and humble hearts, and help us to walk with you and seek to be with you, that our affections would increase in worship, and that you would be adored and magnified on this earth. Through our lives and by our prayers, may your kingdom come.